Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the great feast of Pentecost. This is God giving us Himself, and the Spirit dwells within us to lead us safely home to Him. But often we get sidetracked. We get interested in this or that, and they might be good things, but is God's Word first? I know there are times and seasons when it's not possible, but you can breathe, can't you? You can hear this program. Let these words take root in you so that you can help to pass them on to the next generation, because that's what we need. Let's take a look today at the first reading, which is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. This is Pentecost. The Holy Spirit is given to us. We've heard of the Father. We know about the Father. The Son came, who is God. He is God in the flesh. And then He sent His Spirit to be poured over us and in us and through us to lead us safely home. He's given all of Himself to us. Do you pay attention to that? Or do you have other things that are more important? What is more important than God? Nothing. I really urge you to take a look at your weekly schedule. And as I've said to you many times, just take 15 minutes a day. Start that way. I'd like to see you get up to a good half hour, but start with 15 minutes. His Word is living and active. It really is. God will do for you what you cannot do for yourself. I cannot do it by myself. None of us can. But God's Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us. I often say, to lead us safely home to the Father and the Son. That's me. But I think that's what God's doing. He's trying to lead us home safely. Just say daily, Holy Spirit, dwell in my heart. Just say that. That's all you have to do. If you can do more, do it. But definitely just say, Holy Spirit, help me. So let's take a look at the first reading. When the time, this is the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together, and suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded and in amazement, and they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, we're Medes, we're Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. Yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God." Look what God has done. We couldn't produce that. We couldn't produce that. God did it for them, that they might hear and understand and come to follow Him. I'd like to read that and ponder how God just many times turning to every, in a sense, every then known ethnic background. He came to speak to us all and to draw us into life, what he wanted to give us. We get so tied up in our lives with everything that's going on right now, or I work for the church, or I do this, or I do that, or I understand, as I've said to you on programs before, I understand when you have small children. I understand that it's daily and it's without end. I understand. But raise them for God's glory. Open your heart. God will show you how to do it. Psalm 104 tells us, Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Isn't that amazing? Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. He does that through baptism by coming to us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He comes to us. He's in us. But God gave us free will. You can turn away. You couldn't ignore. Please read the scriptures carefully. If you have questions, as I've said to you before, ask your pastor. But please read. Please. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are great indeed. How manifold are your works, O Lord. The earth is full of your creatures. If you take away their breath, they perish and they return to dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord be glad in his works. Pleasing to him be my theme. I will be glad in the Lord. Are you glad in the Lord? Do you know that he's with you? Do you love him? Do you pray? Draw near to him if you're not. Draw near. Doesn't mean that words are going to pour out of his mouth, but just allow the word of God envelop you, really. Let the word of God cover you. The word of God is alive. It's active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. That's what scripture tells us. Please, brothers and sisters, listen to his word. And the reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 12, beginning with 3b to 7, and then 12 and 13. Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit. Brothers and sisters, God's reaching out to us. God wants to help us. This is the great feast of Pentecost. God comes to us bringing us wisdom and insight and greater faith. And listen to this Gospel of John, chapter 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me, and you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. There's another gospel that we could read. We don't. I've chosen this one from John, but there's another part of John's gospel I just want to share with you. He says, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. And he is speaking of the Lord. And he says, when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain are retained. You are given, each of us is given the Holy Spirit to lead us into the truth. Priests can be great help to us in this area. Talk to them about it. What does this mean or what does that mean? Learn, because God desires to care for you. He desires to reach you, to share in a certain sense part of his mind with you through the Holy Spirit. Please, brothers and sisters, please pray. There is a passage that are not a passage, but a section from a Sister Mary of Jesus Crucified, and she said she was feeling very discouraged. She said, one ray of your light is enough to show me Jesus as he is. I ask you, she writes, I ask you for no other learning nor any other wisdom than the knowledge of how to find Jesus and the wisdom of remaining with him. O most Holy Spirit, when you sent forth the ray of light, the disciples were transformed. They were no longer what they had been before. Their strength had been renewed. Offering sacrifices became easy. They then got to know Jesus better than they had ever known him when he was among them. Source of peace and light, come and enlighten me. I am hungry. Come and feed me. I am poor. Come and enrich me. Holy Spirit, I abandon myself to you. This is Saint Mary of Jesus Crucified, a nun who in the 1800s wrote that prayer. It's a prayer for all of us. That's what we want, brothers and sisters. I urge you, ask the Lord to draw closer to you. Ask him forgiveness for your sins, and then go to confession as soon as you can. But ask him, and then say, Lord, teach me, show me, help me. I, in a sense, am a child that needs your help. Would you please come to me and help me? And he will. I promise you that. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.